This is a HeadGum Original.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
What I've bought for people thus far, I bought a lot of people pillow slides, which are little shoes. Jake is probably going to combat this and go full Crocs mode, but I think pillow slides are the goat.
No, I'm not going to combat it. I think that's interesting. I think it's fascinating. I'm interested in trying the pillow slides. I will go to every length to make my feet feel comfortable. I have no loyalty. I went from Crocs to UFOs to Birkenstocks back to Crocs. I'll try anything.
Pillow slides are good. It's like walking on a marshmallow.
Okay.
It's great. Mm-hmm.
Spread love. It's the Brooklyn way.
Nice.
Wow.
Actually, I messed that up. It was supposed to be spread legs. It's the Brooklyn way. We're doing back-to-back episodes for the first time ever today.
You didn't have to say that, obviously.
Friday, October 14th.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you bring a costume change?
I didn't.
Joel and I did.
Right. I brought several, just in case we wanted to do a third.
Yeah.
I like this outfit. I want it to be on two different episodes. Also, I didn't bring enough outfits to have an outfit change today and then have enough for tomorrow and Sunday.
And you just repeat them.
Yeah.
Because you're wearing it for, what, an hour? That's not a dirty outfit.
You don't know.
We're in a clean studio.
Yeah, you don't know my body. It's secretions.
It's secretion airs. Central.
What are we, 30 seconds in and we get an "you" from Emma? Marika, you were just kind of fiddling with nonsense.
Yeah.
That's a good start to the day.
Yeah, fiddling with nonsense, always great. The mic stand was weird and I made it worse.
Have you guys all been, toying with the idea of joy?
Always.
Sort of circling it, but never really finding it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We were talking about signet rings. Joel wouldn't shut up about them.
Yeah.
And I think my family crest is going to be the serpent eating its own tail.
It's called an Ouroboros.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
You can choose your family crest.
You can make a family crest today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is this our family crest?
Oh.
Oh, no. Ooh. This is me starting my little James clan. It's going to be unbelievable, Patrick. I mean, four little tykes running around, rolling in the dirt in fucking Ulster County.
Eating their own tails.
Yeah.
Wow.
Eating their own ass. I mean, the public school system up there is unbelievable.
Great.
Yeah.
Let me tell you the most fucked up part of American politics.
Mm-hmm.
It's that public education is funded by income tax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nickeled and dimed. Read that book?
Oh, no.
I thought you were just saying that phrase.
Yeah, I'm saying.
No.
Probably should.
I should. Yeah. If I'm going to speak on this at all.
Intelligently. Anyway.
I'm fine without.
Yeah.
I'm fine not having had. You ordered bone broth for lunch.
Yeah, I did. A lot of us did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, everybody did it.
I didn't.
I wouldn't.
Because I was fine without the brodo.
Same.
You delivered that as if it were a pun, and it's not. You're just saying you were fine without bone broth.
Without soup,
a specific brand of bone broth.
Wait, are we ordering it because you're sort of recovering from illness?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so what happened? It sounded like you were ravaged.
I was. Completely ravaged for 3 days.
Did you get food poisoning from like a birthday dinner?
I don't know if it was food poisoning. I don't know what it was, but I couldn't eat or drink. I was just very dehydrated and tired.
Yeah.
And then yesterday I slept about 16 straight hours. It was awesome.
That's good.
Yeah.
I don't like when food goes to waste, and Johnny and our friends went to dinner when I landed on Wednesday. And we went to Winsun.
Nice.
And we got the big chicken bun, obviously.
Classic.
And we cut it six ways. And one of the tops of one of the six pieces fell on the ground. We were eating outside. And I almost had it.
5 second rule.
No. Yeah, but then yesterday I was on a walk near here and saw a dog sort of relieving itself on the sidewalk. And I was like, that is why I am proud that I didn't.
I'm proud of you too.
Open faced.
Would you have done it in LA?
No.
Yeah.
There's just some, again, something magical about New York City
that made you want to do it.
That made me want to, sort of, you know, kiss the ground that of, you know, the heroes that have roamed these hallowed halls.
Yeah. Like us.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
What is this?
I don't know.
The energy is so much different than yesterday. I don't know if it's Joel. I don't know if it's Marika being pissed at me already. What did I do to you today?
I'm not mad at you.
All right. I ain't mad at you. I guess, yeah, let's keep it going with this dumbass segment that we do every week. My bond of the week is Ana de Armas, From Blonde to Bond.
Nice.
Wow.
She was already in a Bond movie. Are you okay with that? She was in No Time to Die.
Really?
Yeah.
What did she do in No Time to Die?
She had like a fun little moment. She acted, wore a great dress, and then just kind of peaced out.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's too big of an egg to be an Easter egg.
Yeah, it wasn't an Easter egg. It was, she had a full role. One of the leads on a poster for sure. Mm.
This is so fucked up. I saw that movie. I think I just didn't know who she was until Blonde.
How? You didn't see Knives Out?
Knives Out?
I saw Knives Out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, I'm seeing this for the first time ever. Didn't we build out this room or this room was here?
This room was here.
Also, we is generous. I wasn't a part of it.
Yeah, you were not.
Vintage door handle. What is it? Hardware.
Yeah, that would have most likely been a Jake decision. I doubt it's vintage.
Okay, even if it's faux vintage, that's even worse. That doesn't fit the vibe of the room
at all. No, not at all.
Everything's like this kind of forest teal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For the audio listener.
Does it give me like witch undertones?
Honestly,
the green on my yellow skin?
Oh, no.
That's what
I was saying. You have jaundice?
And under the right circumstances, I might look that way.
Under the right lighting,
Yeah, I'm concerned. No. I haven't recorded in here yet.
Does it bring out my eyes?
Yes, Joel.
Actually, yeah.
People say that when I wear green.
Oh, I see it. I see it.
Are you okay?
This is like peak Joel.
This is peak Joel. Yeah. Oh, before we started recording, you said that you peaked early in life.
Well, yeah. We haven't done enough improv warm-ups for him.
Yeah, do you want to do the 5, 6, 7, 8 thing?
I don't even know how to do it.
Why did you want to do it then?
Maybe someone would teach me.
You just shake your limbs out.
We'll do that later, trust me. Okay.
Shake your limbs out?
Joel, you were introduced to me by Pyle or Johnny as like a tech prodigy. Would you describe yourself that way?
No. I think this is also the second episode I've been on where it's day after we took down the site for an extended period of time.
Me or you?
What happened yesterday?
This time was partially me.
And last time?
Last time was entirely me.
Okay. Does anybody else have any bonds of the week?
Let's go with Emma Darcy. Mm. They are in House of the Dragon, recently going viral for the signature drink, a Negroni Spagliato with a bit of Prosecco in it.
Stunning.
Stunning.
Yeah. I love the TikTok memes. And the ones I'm getting are all about,
Go on.
Like
yep.
Very, I'm not going to say it.
No, you have to know.
It's like, it's like sexual positions.
What TikTok vertical are you in?
I don't know what side of it. I'm on like kink talk and fashion talk.
All right. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I think they'd be great.
Yeah. Hmm. Joel?
How about Quinta Brunson?
That would be amazing.
I think she would nail it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As she does everything that she
is great.
Does.
It's time for a green bomb. I guess she just won an Emmy. It's not, that's the opposite of green.
Yeah.
But she's
still in a bond with green eyes.
Mm.
Is that you?
It could be.
He just wants people to call out his eyes. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm picking up. Anyways, mine is Jamie Lee Curtis. Nice.
Yes.
Did you see Halloween Ends?
Not yet.
Did you see her New York Times shoot?
Yes.
No.
What a babe.
She's so hot.
I know. Sorry. She's accomplished, talented, beautiful, loves Activia yogurt.
Oh my God. What an era.
Mm-hmm.
What an heiress. You know, she got hundreds of thousands of dollars for that campaign.
From Activia?
Yeah.
She's swimming in yogurt money.
Oh, was it
absolutely.
Yogurt?
Absolutely.
Activia. Yeah.
No, the stomach thing.
Oh, did I get a reaction from Activia yogurt?
No, yeah.
No, because Marika knows this. I've been crushing Go-Gurts lately. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which honestly, maybe you should reconsider
the amount of Go-Gurt I've been eating.
I feel like Go-Gurt's just like bad ice cream. There's no way there's like culture in that.
Well, are you freezing?
Well, I mean, there's plenty of culture around Go-Gurt.
Do you guys remember those old Fruit by the Foot commercials where like someone has it in their mouth and they're like,
"Oh yeah,
yeah."
That's how I eat Go-Gurts.
That was the shit. That was like, you know, because then I was like, we go to Giant Eagle. Shout out. Pittsburgh and Cleveland.
Great.
And I would just get the Fruit by the Foot to do the thing.
Sure. Well.
Our patients are not dead, says cryogenic freezing facility housing 199 humans on ice.
Where is it?
I didn't click on the link. I just saw the headline. And I wanted to kind of pose this question to you guys. Would you ever freeze yourself to stay alive? Keeping in mind there's no science behind that.
Like Futurama working. Style?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Do we, yeah, like, sure. When are you going to get defrosted?
There you go.
In a Samsung
I
microwave.
I want to say frosted.
Typing in the weight. 164 pounds. 157 pounds. You would do it?
I mean, I'd like to know how long I'm going to be frozen for.
I feel like that's an unanswerable question. So like,
so it's up to someone else's discretion to defrost me.
Yeah,
it's like Austin Powers; they had to wait till it was time to bring him back.
Right. I think there's a world in which I would, yeah. Like see what the world is like 250 years from now.
Yeah.
Would you go like as you are now, or would you age until you're like, I think I might die? Let's freeze myself.
I would probably change outfits first.
Okay.
So not right now.
So you have enough outfits to change. Is what I'm hearing.
I could do right now. I feel like you want to be in your physical peak to withstand the cryogenic chamber, which is probably right around where I'm at.
What's going to happen is you're going to freeze to death, and then you're never going to come back. You're going to be 27.
Yeah, I guess I would
27 club.
I would love to, like, know if these people left any, like, video messages before they were frozen or just any sort of, like, correspondence, like, I've made this decision to do this. Yeah. I think that would be really interesting.
I think you should host Clean House.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, let me do my best, Marika. My name's Marika Brownlee, and this is Clean House.
Can we get Marika to do a take?
My name's Marika Brownlee, and this is Clean House.
Very good.
Never mind.
Audition wasn't good enough.
Do you have any notes for her?
Yeah, I'd love
it's
notes.
It's beyond the scope of repair.
Ouch.
Oh. MLB signs historic CBD deal with Charlotte's Web, the CBD company.
Saw that.
Huh.
We've got two baseball heads behind the boards. How does this change the future of America's pastime?
They'll be slightly buzzed.
Well, they've been beezing for years.
That's true.
Yeah. Mike Judge has, yeah, chapstick galore.
I've never heard of drugs in baseball. So.
That's true. It is the purest sport.
Yeah.
What else is pine tar even used for? Oh, I did look into tar and feathering, like the history of tar and feathering, because I was like, that's barbaric and really makes me sad. But they didn't like cover them in like asphalt. It was pine tar, and they would just rub it on their chest and then feathers, and so, most of the time. So really, you just would lose some chest hair.
Right. You weren't like boiled to death.
Yeah. Did you ever see the John Adams series with Paul Giamatti?
Of course. Also read the book by David McCullough. And I went to his house on Martha's Vineyard. It was a field trip.
Wow.
Holy shit. Oh, okay. I thought you were like invited as a dinner guest.
He's dead now, but no.
By the estate.
Right.
I didn't mean by him, Joel.
He's not dead. He's frozen in a cryogenic chamber.
That's probably true.
Also, what does this mean for the future of hemp?
A lot more of it will be incorporated into the outfits that they play. The costumes that baseball players wear. What's it called?
Yeah.
A uniform. A jersey.
I believe the only sport where the managers also wear the uniform.
The costume.
Mm-hmm. All wrong. That was a wash. A recent Daily Mail article argues that nobody in 2022 should be using the thumbs up emoji, saying that it points to being old and out of touch.
Mm.
So I guess I wanted to know, what emoji are you?
Mm. I like the one that's kind of the, like, not the yawn, but there's kind of a little smoke coming out of their mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, the, like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that.
I mean,
yawn and then, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the, like,
one. Yeah, exactly. That.
Yeah.
I have a emoji-related question, because this has been a point of contention in some of my group chats. The upside-down smiling face emoji.
Mm-hmm.
What connotation does that hold to you? Like, if someone were to send you that, what would your first thought be?
Like, if it was, I'm having a great day, upside-down smiley face, it's sarcasm.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you said something and someone just replied with an upside-down smiley face.
They don't love it. They don't like it.
Yeah.
I think it's a little flirty.
What?
Yeah.
Skipping Joel.
Yeah.
Do you flirt with the upside down smiling?
Maybe, but I definitely have received it.
Ooh.
Oh.
In a flirtatious way, yeah.
Okay.
Unless it was sarcasm, I guess.
One of my friends uses it as almost like a commiseration type of response.
Elaborate, of course.
Like, I don't know. I was like,
I agree.
No, in this most recent conversation, we were planning when we were going to watch a movie. And I was like, I don't know when I'm going to be home. And the response was an upside down smiley face.
They're pissed.
That's what I thought.
Correct. Yeah.
But it wasn't that. It was like, I'm commiserating about me not knowing where I was going to be home. And it's like, that does not read the same way to me. But I thought of this because similarly, the thumbs up response on iMessage, I know sometimes is grating for people as well. I think it's fine, but I know some people think that that's sarcastic too.
Oh, I use that sarcastically. I only thumbs up things that I'm like, that's crazy.
I use it when it's like,
I use it for acknowledgement.
I mean, I will use it for acknowledgement, but it's like acknowledgement, but also like, fuck you, dude.
Just
like, yeah, I updated this.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just mostly in regards to talking to Marty, for being honest.
Happy birthday, Marty.
Happy birthday, Marty. The big 50.
Yeah. He did just buy a cool vintage Porsche.
Yeah. But he still has a Tesla.
You can't have both. I think if you get the vintage Porsche, you got to like swap the Tesla for
it. He's trying to, I believe.
Okay.
If anyone wants to buy Marty's Tesla.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, somebody did. Alex Berkman's bae wanted to buy the Tesla.
So really?
I'm just bored by your guys' performance.
Yeah, really. That's like the fourth yawn.
Well, we were saying John a lot earlier, like the Philly John, and then you said yawn, and that set me off.
Mm.
And now it's just, I think, in the air.
Mm-hmm.
This is fucked up the way it's going so far.
That's fine. I'm
just going to get my drink.
It does match your outfit. Yeah.
Thanks.
I think I'm the like realistic arterial heart emoji.
Mm-hmm.
Arterial?
Oh, I understand. Mm-hmm. Like a human heart.
In a way.
Why is that?
Oh, because I'm full of love, but I keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I keep it rel.
Wow.
Nice plug.
With Young Wayne?
Yeah. I auditioned for Rel's pilot and got a call back and then didn't get the part.
So
I've been meaning to take that up with Rel himself.
Yeah, you should.
Him, Ralph.
Maybe really just like bust into their recording and
I did fully interrupt a NADPOD recording once because I needed files for a sketch.
Very good.
Anyway.
I think that I'm the thinking emoji, the one that has the little hand.
What is the energy behind that? Because to me, it's like, is that what you're going for?
No. I think I only use it when I'm genuinely, I'm conveying that I'm pondering something.
I see. Wow. Well, I think the main takeaway here is 60% of all communication is lost when it's nonverbal.
Yeah.
So
I think 60% of communication is lost when it's nonviolent.
Interesting.
What is a violent
Expand
communication?
On that.
Like yelling at someone.
Okay. Oh, that explains like so much about who you are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah. Nonviolent, nonverbal communication.
Yeah.
Would you guys spend $450 on shoes that look like casts?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Would you?
No.
Great.
I've got my staples, things that you can wear with basically anything. Mm-hmm. Boots.
Also, how much does a cast cost? Probably less than that.
Well, if you don't have insurance.
Yeah.
It's the casts are the only shoes or boots that cost more.
Wow.
Every week this show either like keeps me going or makes me want to just quit it all.
Where are we this week?
The latter, of course.
Okay.
Per popular science, the key to tastier beer might be mutant yeast. With notes of banana?
What?
And I don't know what it's dependent on.
What's dependent on?
You know, we gotta figure this shit out, all right? Let's do the fucking improv warm-up you wanted to do.
Do some non-verbal communication.
Oh, God, we're not doing zip zaps up. The fucking, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I don't know how to do it. You teach me.
I don't know how to do it.
It's like 1, 2, 3, 4. We're not doing it. We have to take a break. This is fucked up.
Wow.
The only people not fucking up are Emma and Patrick.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
How I would have thought it went.
Better or worse?
More round. I was picturing like more of a DJ booth setup.
Would that be cooler?
Yes.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. Well, I don't need to do this segment.
I've only gone dancing with Marika.
True.
I think we might have gone dancing. Or at
no,
least
we were all at
we were all the, dancing.
Yeah.
That's true.
It was more like everyone was really fucked up and we all were just moving. Is that dancing?
This was on the company offsite we're talking about.
I was pretty sober.
I was
to be honest.
Really drunk.
I was with you in the drunkness.
I went to the bathroom because I needed a minute, and that was when I realized I was like about to brown out. And somebody was rude to me in the line to the bathroom, and I was like, come on, man.
This woman at that bar, what was it called? Dirk Diggler?
Dirk Bentley's?
No, that's...
Dirt Hansen?
Evan Hansen's.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Dear Evan Hansen.
I was walking back from the bathroom, so drunk, and this woman goes, oh my God, I love your lipstick. And I'm like, really? Come here. And then I just go over to her, and I put my lipstick on her.
But you applied it as eyeliner.
Yeah, just put a big heart on her face.
You put it on her by kissing her?
Yeah, I made out with this woman, and then we went back to this area, and everyone was dancing, and I just remember dancing and like falling over repeatedly.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
I did my classic mixed race goodbye.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, I'm half Lithuanian, half Indian, Portuguese, Malaysian. Which
that's
is
a lot of halves.
It's a lot of halves. I'm a 250% man. But basically, if I'm really drunk, I'll just leave. And that's everybody. But went back to the hotel, and then you were around a fire.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that was a good way to sober up.
Mm. Seeing me around fire.
was talking to Adam Boyd.
Were you there with the pizza and Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ordered the Taco Bell.
I put in an order for Taco Bell.
Well, that's when my nose started bleeding.
Yeah.
Oh. I went back with Casey and Anya. Casey and I ate a pizza, and then I went to sleep. And I didn't experience any of this.
You guys are you're so much smarter than I am.
Yeah.
Joel took a vial off of a necklace, and then his nose started bleeding.
No, I just have a sensitive nose.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. If it gets bopped at all.
Bopped? Someone bopped you in the nose?
Don't get that nose bopped, baby Joel.
Burkman beat the shit out of Mandrove.
I actually think that was a laughing-induced, like,
oh, yeah, you started cracking up, and then your nose started bleeding. That was so funny to me.
When I made me start laughing further, which only makes you start bleeding more. Sort of a
right before I left the party, which was, we should say, on a like platform in the middle of a street. I was on the street.
One of the worst city blocks I've ever experienced.
It was truly terrible.
Scottsdale, Arizona.
Dane leaned over and yelled at me, "You're like Neo from The Matrix." I was like, "I have to get out of here."
Wow.
I don't know what that
means.
In
what way?
I don't know. I'll never forget it. It was wild. I was like, gotta go.
We do have to learn the gritty, though.
Oh, sorry.
What if you already know how?
Do you know how?
Yeah, he does.
I thought it was gritty.
There's space in here?
No.
That's why I came up with the segment.
Because there's
can you
not.
Do it on the table?
Because of how cramped it is in here. And we all have to gritty. You know how to do it, so why don't you get it out of the way?
I YouTubed that exact same thing that's on the screen about 3 weekends ago.
Wait, didn't we talk about this in LA that you had learned?
Yeah, because he did it.
Oh, yeah, after you got that slam dunk.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was a backwards three-pointer, Kate.
That's the one.
And then, I hit the gritty on video, though it kind of got cut off too soon.
Yeah. Let's give it like 8 seconds. I'm going to put that video right here.
Okay.
So this is Joel making a backwards three-pointer.
But I can't stress enough, they cut it off too soon.
Did they?
Really?
Oh, because you did the gritty afterwards?
Like, you see, like, 0.5 second of a gritty.
Yeah.
We can still see it. Video. I mean, where do I go?
Right here.
On the table.
No music.
If I have, like, if there's a really good moment, then I could, like, get up and do it, but I don't feel like we have the momentum right now.
You got to create the momentum.
That's right.
Can you do it in your seat?
I mean, the trick is sort of tap the heels. So in your, in the seat. I mean, I could do it in the seat.
Yeah.
Can you do it in your sleep?
Can you do it on the boat?
Is that how good you are at it?
Yeah.
I'll start it off.
Yeah.
I'll lead the momentum.
Lord have mercy.
Be careful. There's a lot of...
There's way too much stuff. There.
Okay.
It's my shoes.
There's a remote as well.
It's hard to do.
Yeah, you're not moving.
Please don't step on those remotes.
Okay.
No, Marika.
I won't be doing this. Sorry.
I think we should do like maybe like a cross stream gritty.
No way. What's the idea, like mutual annihilation? What's the word for that?
Mutually assured destruction.
Mutually assured destruction.
Yeah.
Between you and I?
Between all of us now, because I just publicly humiliated myself. Not even just in front of Emma, but in front of
millions.
Thousands.
If it was millions, I wouldn't be here.
Unless this goes viral from that.
If this goes viral from that, I think Marty's birthday should be officially my day.
Yeah. I mean, it can be.
Yeah. So you can co-opt it for sure.
Marika, you're up.
I won't be standing up or doing that.
Can I talk to you outside for a second? Can I talk to you outside for a second?
She gritties out the
door. She's in trouble.
No, I won't be jumping today.
The show doesn't go on until you do it.
That's fine. I'll sit here. I also have never actually seen someone do it until you just did it. So.
I thought we were all taking phone breaks.
We can be.
Spring bone's almost here.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. I think I just saw movement. Maybe Johnny went to grab it.
I hope he did.
I don't have my phone, so I feel left out. So I can twiddle my thumbs.
It's fair. I mean, I'm willing to talk. I just refuse to jump. So
it's not jumping, it's the gritty.
It involves jumping, which I won't be doing today.
Can you show the video of how it's done?
There wasn't a video. I was going to walk you guys through it step by step.
Well, can you do that?
Compromise. It's what families do. And business partners.
Yeah.
So you go like this.
Okay.
I think you got to start down low.
Yeah, you start down low, and then you just kind of bring it up.
Please, also, compromise roll.
And you kind of have to give it this bounce if you're
right,
not going to do
so
that.
Great.
Okay.
And then you can make like a goofy mug.
You kind of got to be tapping your heels on the walk.
Huh.
Joel, you want to demonstrate just because I feel like they forgot?
Yeah. It's going to be like a...
Yours feels really different.
Did I do it wrong?
I mean, you didn't move and you were on one foot, so I'm going to go with yes.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like I need to see... What is the origin of this? It's not related to the costumed man.
Jersey.
The state?
Kayla, will you do the gritty?
Not now.
This is... We're not buying in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is like the... My bold vision included this.
Did it?
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to get Kayla and Marika to gritty in the New York studio.
Hmm. Did you have a deadline
on
that?
You left me out.
Halloween.
I knew you would do it without me.
That's true. It's not the first time.
Well, this was ruined. Usually these episodes sour because of me. So I actually feel happy that it's because of y'all.
Yeah, but I think inside you're sad because you didn't get what you wanted.
I really wanted... The reason it's fun is because people want to see you do the gritty.
I refuse to jump on camera.
It's not jumping. It's just moving your legs.
Yeah, no, thank you.
I agree. I think people would want to see Marika do it. No one cares if I do it.
I think it's better than Joel doing it. Not that you were
I'm
bad.
I'm the worst.
Just that people expected
to have done it.
I don't know. He's been banished from Philadelphia.
It's so hot in here.
It is really hot.
I feel fine.
This is such a warm.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a sweater-based outfit. It's all a sweater.
Yeah, I wish I'd brought a fucking change of clothes. I almost brought a t-shirt.
You can use my other one.
It's not going to fit. What are you, medium, small?
What are you?
I'm a large.
I'm a medium large.
Do you have a large t-shirt?
Maybe.
We'll talk. All right. Let's.
I have a white t-shirt in my.
Can I wear it?
Yeah.
Did you look at that? Compromise.
Wow.
The show lost steam when you said you wouldn't do the gritty.
I know.
This is so fucked up.
We're learning and growing.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Welcome to Philistine Halloween. Kayla, you love Halloween.
I do.
Marika, you don't care for it.
I like the holiday. I just don't like dressing up in costume.
Really?
Yes.
I thought you hated it through and through.
No.
Okay. Because I was going to plan your perfect Halloween.
Oh, okay. I mean, you can still do it.
Okay. Let's think about some things that would be Marika's perfect Halloween. First of all, we need a spooky venue. We need tons of decorations. Mm-hmm. We need lighting, appetizers and treats, Halloween cocktails and music.
Great.
That's from a list of how to plan a Halloween party.
Comprehensive.
Yeah, from I think Food 52.
Okay. A reliable source. Mm-hmm.
Spooky venue. I'm thinking your spare bedroom. Yeah. In your apartment.
Mm-hmm. That's spooky?
Yeah, I found a dead cockroach in there the other day, so I didn't like that.
Makes you wonder who killed it.
Probably the spray that I sprayed.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind.
That would do it.
Because I feel like nobody really goes in there.
I'd say I go in there on a regular basis, but it could be a scary venue if we tried hard. And I'm willing to try that.
It's easy. It's affordable. Which, for someone who I thought hated Halloween, perfect.
This episode's going really well.
It was.
I think it's just you not understanding me as a person. Mm-hmm. Which is a little bit sad for how long I've known you.
It's one specific thing.
Well, it's two things.
What's the second one? That you wouldn't do the gritty?
Yeah, thinking that you could potentially make me do that on camera.
I know you wouldn't want to do it. I just thought you would.
No.
Tons of decorations, but you don't want to put that much effort into it.
Okay.
I think a sheet over a floor lamp. Mm-hmm. It's a ghost.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any like Sweeney Todd related programs or something you could put up? Little Shop of Horrors,
I've
Rocky
been
Horror.
To your place, and there's like a weird amount of Barbicide.
Oh. Okay. You could make a Barbicide ghost.
Yeah. It's blue. It would be blue.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I could do that. I don't know, maybe like some cheesecloth as spider webs.
You got a lot of cheesecloth at home?
Yeah. You know, for straining various things.
You're a cheesemonger and a barber.
It's a gentleman and a scholar.
We can pitch, by the way. You know,
I thought
Marika's perfect Philistine Halloween.
Philistine Halloween for Marika. Mm-hmm. Well, it would involve some sort of cookie.
I do like cookies.
Maybe.
Cookie?
From that cookie place in the theater district.
Monster. Yeah, it was a good cookie monster.
I think I could kill it on Sesame Street.
I think it'd be pretty good.
Maybe you could come dressed up as Cookie Monster.
Oh, yeah.
Giving cookies.
I would enjoy that.
Physically
personally.
Or like giving cookies?
Grittying in.
Both.
The gritty monster. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Schmackeries. Shout out.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
It's a cookie place that I really like.
What's that liquor you both love? Amaro?
Yeah.
You would have floor to ceiling Amaro, maybe dripping from the wall.
Whoa.
Like blood.
That stuff is expensive. Yeah. I don't want any drop of it to not go into my mouth.
Amaro ice luge. I don't know.
That's cool.
Yeah,
but that might be too much effort.
Oh, yeah. Someone brought the ice luge.
That's okay.
It was like delivered. You didn't have to think about it. Mm. Joel brought it.
Well, thank you, Joel.
The ice luge is just Joel freezing cold.
It's cryogenic.
94
body.
Degrees in terminal temperature, sliding Amaro down his back.
You can use it for the next 120 years based on the temperature.
But remember, he's not dead.
Yeah. Lighting, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking you replace all the bulbs in your place with Philips Hue. Because then it's not just for Halloween.
Yeah.
Might take some effort. But then you can sort of curate the vibe just so year-round, mm-hmm. man.
Mm-hmm. I do like that idea. I love a smart bulb. Mm. I also have a lot of string lights that are like purple and pink. So that could be
You're running a dollar store.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I don't know. String lights, I'll put some like crepe paper over a lamp.
Sort of a What We Do in the Shadows callback.
Mm-hmm.
That's spooky. Yeah. And that's cheap and that's easy.
Yeah.
This Philistine Creepy Halloween paper. Is coming together. Appetizers and treats. Candy galore.
Yeah.
Cheap. And you said that you don't mind candy.
Well, you asked me yesterday. You asked me if I like candy yesterday, but you said it as you hate candy, right? And candy's maybe one of my favorite things in this entire world. I love candy so much. I said an emphatic, I love candy. I'm very passionate about it. So any type of candy would
What's
be great. I'd have to break that into categories
favorite
of
chocolate,
candies.
Favorite chocolate, favorite sweet, favorite, and then flex spot.
Favorite chocolate, it's going to have to be a Hershey's Cookies and Cream.
Ooh.
or
cannot get behind that decision.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
It's like the sour cream and onion chip.
I hate dark chocolate.
Can I guess what your other favorite candy is gonna be?
Yeah, sure.
Sour Patch.
Love those. I would say that I like gummy bears more. I did go through a Mike and Ike phase for a really long time. I just like would house Mike and Ikes.
You know, Mike and Ike had a falling out.
That's really sad.
Over what?
The candy. Mike wanted just the pink ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, those are the best ones.
They are good.
I do like Sour Patch. I think gummy bears rank a little higher for me.
Haribo or?
Yeah, just the classic Haribo. The sour ones are good. Sour Patch watermelon's good. The Airheads Extreme Bites are great. Sour gummy worms. A trolley gummy worm. Delicious.
Trolley gummy candy.
Skittles. The belts, yeah, the sour belts are great.
Belts are great.
Love a sour belt.
I like most chocolate bars, like in moderation, but I'm not a huge, like, I'm not like a I love chocolate person, and I do like white chocolate the best.
So weird.
Caramels are great. I love a caramel. Baby Ruth, payday.
Sounds like the candy's covered, I would say.
Yeah.
She loves candy.
I love candy. Yeah. Jeff. I love candy
Your
corn.
Birthday's next Saturday, right?
Yeah.
I know what to get you.
Yeah.
I also think deviled eggs.
No.
I love deviled eggs.
That's a hard pass for me. I hate
Marika hates eggs.
I hate it, deviled eggs.
Oh, I love them.
But devil, you know? Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, piles no. here. Ugh. That actually just ruined my day. I'm not even joking. I've seen his face through this little slit
you
in the curtain
seen
made
him
it
in
bad.
So long. That's really sad.
I feel like you should hop in on the second episode.
He probably has to go.
Why would he be here? He lives 2 hours away.
Oh, he was getting lunch with friends.
He went to lunch with a friend that's not any of us.
Yeah.
I did once ask him, how's living upstate? And he said, it's honestly kind of lonely. Even just something as simple as getting lunch with a friend isn't possible.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
So, yeah.
No deviled eggs at my party. Sorry. Hard pass.
Let's round out this Philistine Halloween with cocktails and music. For cocktails, I say, why bother? But I guess we can make a group Negroni bowl and add purple food coloring because I bet Marika has that for cakes or some shit.
Purple food coloring I don't have, but I definitely have the regular standard colors that you can mix to make purple. Yeah, I have a red. I have a blue.
A red food coloring and a Negroni.
Yeah, you know, I got a little bar cart that's usually behind me in my Zoom.
Yeah, you do.
I'm not sure this fits into the right category, but how about when you like skin a bunch of grapes and put them in a bowl and it's like a bowl of eyeballs?
That's lot of effort, but if someone did it for me, I'd appreciate it, I guess. Would it be for just touching or for eating?
You should not eat them.
I don't.
If someone skins them and everyone's putting their hands in them.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I'm not really a germaphobe, so I'd be fine eating them, but I'd understand like the group decision to not eat them.
Yeah.
And then you would feel the pressure to not.
That's, I think, why I ended up getting so sick is because I just housed a bowl of fake eyeballs after a party. Just kidding. I didn't do that.
Joel got excited. I'm really picky about grapes. I don't like to eat them when they're soft.
That was for what you said.
Thanks.
What was just the response for what I said?
Concord?
Do people eat Concord grapes?
I'd love
don't
to drink it.
Pits?
Yeah, I don't know.
I love drinking a Concord grape
juice. I like
juice.
A grape Oof. Juice.
Somebody once fed me a Concord grape at what I thought was just a platonic lunch.
Oh.
Did you have to spit out seeds after?
I swallowed them.
I like a scuppernaut. My mom.
What are you doing, man? We have another one of these to do. Take it easy.
Just trying to fill voids of silence.
Music. Pre-made Halloween playlist.
Sure.
You're not going to go through the effort to fucking...
No.
I probably would. That's probably the one thing I'd spend time on.
Wow.
We have to move on. Is the John Carpenter who did the Halloween theme song related to the Sabrina Carpenter?
I don't think so, but
of
I don't really know.
I don't think so. Good question.
Sabrina Carpenter's related to the Carpenters, or John Carpenter's related?
I don't think they are related at all.
That was the extent of any Halloween segment I had, because Halloween's on Monday from this Friday.
Yeah, that's fair.
This comes out. Plugs. What do you guys have going on? What do you want to point the people to?
This is over already. And I mean, finally.
That's 45 minutes. I thought it was good.
Yeah, it felt pretty short to me.
I mean, I'm really mad at you, but that's everything fair. Else was great.
Yeah.
Joel had some great lines in there. Kayla, too. Marika, what was the grape you said?
Scuppernon. I do feel like I need to finish that thought, which is just that my mom asked me if I wanted her to mail me grapes.
And?
I said no.
Is that what a scuppernaut is? The grape that gets mailed to you?
No. Can you spell it and describe it?
S-C-U-P-E-R-N-O-N, maybe, something like that. It's a grape that has a really thick shell, so you bite it, take the flesh from the inside of it, and then spit out seeds and throw away this outside.
Sounds like a peanut.
Kind of. I mean, it's not crunchy. It's a soft rind of sorts. I think it's a southern thing. They're good, but I don't want them mailed to me.
University of Chicago.
Last year, my mom mailed them to me in a jewelry box. I can't stress this enough. I received a box in the mail that was empty, and it's like a cardboard jewelry box. And I opened it, and there was just a bag of grapes. Not refrigerated.
We're all wasting our lives. It's a Friday, and this is we're getting paid to do this. How is work? Good. I learned about grapes in a box.
In a bag.
In a bag in a box.
In a bag in a box.
In an envelope.
Yeah.
Kayla, where do you want to plug?
Okay, HeadGum, Gumball, everywhere. Follow, please. Kayla La Moriarty, Twitter and Instagram. I don't know. What do we have going on these days?
Get tickets to HeadGum Happy Hour in L.A.
What she said. What she said.
November 3rd.
It was my birthday this past Monday.
You just winced as you said that.
Yeah, I got old. I'm the oldest one in this room, I think.
Patrick?
Confirmed. Confirmed, yeah. Let's bring Pylon.
He breathes dust. Hey, guys.
He's already frozen.
He's an attic man. Joel?
Yes, follow HeadGum, follow Gumball. If you want to follow me, that's Joelman Dunoff on Instagram. Thinking about making a Goodreads.
Cool.
Mm.
Learn to Gritty. Tag us. Mm.
Tag us, yeah.
I thought your last name was Mandruff.
Dandruff for men.
That's actually pretty good. What is it? Man Dunoff?
My last name is just Dunoff.
Oh.
The man is sort of, he's, links the two together.
The man.
Joel the man Dunoff.
Mm. No, Joel Man Dunoff.
Joel Man?
So your first name is Joel Man.
No, it's my
legally.
My first name is Joel. My last name is Dunoff.
Okay.
Middle name
but,
is Man.
You know, people make funny Instagram handles.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Dunoff sounds like a Scottish haberdashery, like Dunoffs of Edinburgh.
Yeah, or like I done off something.
Wow.
My dad, when he was running for like student body president or something, there was a runoff.
My dad, when he was running for governor of Pennsylvania or some shit, your dad's Dr. Oz.
So he made pins that said Dunoff in the runoff.
Nice.
That's good.
Insane.
Yeah. That's good. Expecting a runoff?
No, in the runoff. There was a runoff.
There was one.
Okay, yeah.
How serendipitous.
And then did he lost? No.
Pyle's leaving.
Oh.
Now's your chance. Are you not going to say bye?
Pyle!
Come in.
Do you feel better now?
I do feel better now. Thank you.
Hi.
You throw up a really intricate gang sign.
It's very hot.
It's like 30 degrees hotter in here.
Yeah.
Who are you getting lunch with?
My old
Did you? Did you have a good lunch?
Yeah, I went to Shake Shack again.
Nice. Solid.
So lame.
And now, are you leaving? Back up state. Back?
Nah, I'm leaving.
Are you? Yeah. Okay. Well, because we're doing another episode right after this. If you want to hop on.
Nah.
Nah. Who would? Who would want
to
do that?
Good to see you, though.
Good to see you. Plug anything?
Check out the pit wall.
Oh, yeah.
Check out the pit wall. 100 Bye. Reviews.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Pyle. Marika, what do you got going on?
Yeah, ditto, Pyle. Check out the pit wall. Follow the pit wall at pitwallpod on Instagram.
And TikTok.
And TikTok. I don't think we've posted anything there yet. And follow me at Marika Elon on Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd. Trying to get those Letterboxd followers to 1,000.
You have a very good Letterboxd.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, really trying hard. Please follow me there.
Yeah. At Jeff Boyardee, I'm 17 followers away from showing my ass on Maine. So I'm getting pretty nervous about that.
Yeah. Do you have the picture prepared or do you have to take it still?
I have options, Marika.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. We'd love to run them by the room.
Mm, yeah. Sure. I think this is DOS.
I think the episode is fucking over.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.